What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia and CITR.ca. This is the website where you can listen to the amazing radio station called CITR on the internet. Good. Today is February 3rd. It is 1 p.m. and 5 minutes. My name is Tim, and thank you. Welcome to the show, my friends. Excited to be here because I have some alright music for you to play today. We just heard a song called The Answer Is Still No by the band called No Use for a Name. They're a well-known band from somewhere in California, Santa something, doesn't really matter. They are from America, and they're one of my favorite bands. This is the first track of the album called Making Friends, which came out back in 1997. And the song, this is the first track of the album, as I said, and the song and the whole album starts with the intro. And the intro is a fragment from a famous, very famous movie, and a very good movie. And I prepared a small punk rock trivia question for you. So obviously, if you know, which movie is it from? Again, the movie, the song and the album starts with the fragment from the movie, which sounds something like that.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name!
So, if you know which movie is it from, you can call 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, and have a small prize for you. It's a new album by the band called Smoke of Fire, and they're label mates with No Use for a Name, and their brand new album called Speak Easy, and I have a CD for the person who knows which movie is this phrase from. So if you know, again, give me a call, 604-822-2487, and you can get a free CD by Smoke of Fire. The name of the album is Speak Easy. So, and yeah, let's listen to the song from this album. And yeah, if you know, you can call me. And yeah, let's do it. So, this is Smoke or Fire, their song, The Speakeasy, from the album.
Yeah! fills up with clouds and it looks like rain. can't complain. Little fuckers chewing through the plastic. They're gonna do you in. But I can't complain. I got a bed I can't crawl into. I got a bottle for the pain. I got a window shade I can pull right down when the sky fills up with clouds and it looks like rain. I can't complain. And I'm sorry the things I touch I always damage. And I'm sorry I always act like I can't manage. Fuckers chewing through the fabric. They're gonna do me in. But I can't complain. I got a bed I can't crawl into. I got a bottle for the pain. I got a window shade I can pull right down. The sky fills up with the clouds and it looks like rain. I can't complain.
My records back. I can't believe you love Strung Out. That band was a mediocre version of the skate punk 90s. I know Teenage Wasteland was good, everyone says that, but that record sucks, so grow up. Film school doesn't work out. Well, it probably won't, 'cause you're not creative.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate them.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. February 8th, the Biltmore, CITR, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine present Vancouver's very own Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, plus the WinnieCooper.net DJs. February 10th, the Biltmore and Beatroot present Seattle Folk Poppers Hey Marseille with guests Ruffled Feathers and Henry and the Nightcrawlers. February 25th, don't miss the outer space surf stylings of the one and only Man or Astro Man with special guests Octopus Project and the James T. Kirks. Do yourself a favor and go to this show. February 26th, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Biltmore present Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band with Siski U. This is an early show with curfew at 11. Door time for all these shows is 8 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Online tickets for Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band are available through PayPal. The Rotaract Club of Vancouver is hosting its fourth annual professional development conference on January 29th. The conference aims to host approximately 150 high school and university students, aiding them in the development of their leadership skills, as well as supporting them in attaining their personal, educational, and developmental goals. There are no costs for students to attend. That said, registration is on a first-come, first-served basis, and it is strongly recommended that students register as soon as possible. Interested students should contact rotaract.vancouver@gmail.com.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard several number of punk rock numbers and not so much punk rock, some acoustic stuff. The last acoustic song, it was the Mixtapes. They have a new EP called Castle Songs, and it's available for free download on Death to False Hope Records. And that was a song called Hey Baby, and it's funny. It's relatively funny, yeah. And then it says film school doesn't work out because you're not talented. This is or not creative, something like that. It's funny. Okay. Good. Before that, we heard a new song by Bomb the Music Industry, the song called Can't Complain. It's kind of a sad song, but a slow song. But there's no information about their new album, but they posted some pictures from the studio, so hopefully they're recording something and all this stuff. Before that, it was Cobra Skulls from their amazing EP called Bringing the War Home, and it was a song Ice in the Night. So far, this is my favorite release of 2011. Cobra Skulls. Before that, it was a new band, relatively new band from Brighton, Massachusetts. The name of the band, Wolves on and Wolves and the Radio. Sorry, my friends, my mistake. That was a song called Hey Stranger, and from their self-titled album Wolves and the Stereo and the Radio, sorry, which came out on Anchorless Records. I had problems with this title spelling. Okay. Before that, it was Day Trader. Again, a new band from Brooklyn, New York. The band features members of Letterman, Crime in Stereo, and Bridge and Tunnel, among others. They recorded a demo, a pretty good demo last year. And we heard a song called Kill My Compass from their new EP, Last Days of Rome, which is available through Run for Cover Records as a compact disc or a 12-inch record. And before that, we heard a song from Smoke of Fire from their album Speakeasy, and that was a song Speakeasy. So we're doing this punk rock trivia, and I had a couple calls. We're trying to guess which movie is the phrase "What's your name? Fuck you, that's my name." It's a song. It's a phrase from the movie, and that's how it starts the album called Making Friends by No Use for a Name. I had a couple calls, but no one can guess, so I decided to play a little bit bigger fragment of this movie, and if you can tell me which movie is that, I can give you a new album by Smoke or Fire called Speakeasy. So this is the fragment. Which movie is it from?
You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them. You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak.
The leads are weak. Fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
So yeah, that was the movie, and the fragment of this movie is the beginning of the song by No Use for a Name. The name of the song is the answer is still no. Okay, so if you know, you can call 604-822-2487, 604-822-247, and you can get the CD by Smoke or Fire called The Speakeasy. I would like to play some more funk rock. This is the band from Finland called Part-Time Killer, and their new 7-inch came out on a Russian record label called Angry Chuck Records, and this band features ex-members of another great band from Finland called Flipping Beans. So this is Part-Time Killer. On We All Fall Down.
You're an asshole, you're an asshole, and you're an asshole.
We I live my life for me, not you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
Pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I would like to thank everyone for calling in. And we got a winner and amazing listener. She guessed it correct. That was a movie called Glengarry Glen Ross, an amazing movie, and the monologue by Alex Baldwin is just beyond any kind of interpretation. This is he's amazing. Anyway, so that was a fragment from movie Glengarry Glen Ross. Thanks again for calling in. Thanks for listening, and it's really good that people like movies. And yeah, this part of this, the fragment of this movie is in the song by No Use for a Name called The Answer Is Still No. And actually, the part of this movie is on NoFX song from their album Coaster. It starts the album again from the fragment of this movie, Glengarry Glen Ross. Anyway, so I played some fast punk rock music for you. The last band, it was a Vancouver Island band called Everyone Everywhere. They have a new album called The Rookie, and it was the name of the song Boy Castle. They are playing on February 26th at the Media Club with Grave Life. So if you like this fast punk rock and roll, you can come and check that out at the Media Club. Before that, we heard Casey Jones from their final album called I Hope We Are Not the Last. They are from Jacksonville, Florida, and we heard the song called Hammer the Nails. Before that, we heard the band from LA called We Are Not Afraid from their new album, which will be out February 8th, called Adventures in Poverty, and the name of the song is Back to Life. And we started off this block of fast rock and roll music from Finland, a band called Part-Time Killer. The name of the song was Fuck the World, and it came out on a Russian record label called Angry Chuck Records. I've prepared some another block of music, obviously, and it's mostly pop-punk, power-pop, and most of the bands are from Canada. Only one band is not from Canada, called No Bunny, and I'm playing their song because they are playing a show tonight at the Railway Club, so I'm planning to go, and because No Bunny, they're I never saw them myself, but they're a very, very fun band to watch live. So if you have nothing, you don't have any plans, go to Railway and see No Bunny. And I'll play a song for you and then some other power pop, pop punk songs from Canadian bands, Varsity Weirdos and Steve Adamick Band. So also my friend Laura, who we just last week, I think we talked about amazing power pop scene in Canada, and there's so many great bands, and there's an amazing scene in Ottawa, so this is as well for my friend Laura, all those pop punk bands. So we'll start with No Bunny and then continue with Varsity Weirdos and Steve Adamick Band. So let's listen. This is No Bunny, the song Do the Fuck Yourself.
Now talk in the news today. They said some things, but don't worry, it's all talk anyways. A microphone is hard to play. You can write the next big craze. Don't be afraid.
The Vancouver Canimed Fair is taking place February 4th to 6th at Vancouver Heritage Hall. The fair brings businesses, patients, medical, and homeopathic practitioners together to network, share ideas, and educate people on the many benefits and uses of cannabis and hemp products. The public is invited to come and learn more about the uses of medicinal cannabis, how they can access the Health Canada Medical Marijuana Program, and the policies surrounding Canadians' rights to use medical marijuana as a course of treatment or therapy. Tickets are $10, $5 for students, seniors, and medical marijuana patients with card. That's the Vancouver CanniMed Fair, February 4th to 6th at the Vancouver Heritage Hall. Check out CanniMedFair.ca to learn more.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events.
Sometimes they call it future.
Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard lots of pop-punk, power-pop music. The last band, it was a band Fear of Lipstick, the song I Am Sorry. They're from Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada. And, yeah, that was a slow song by them. Before that, we heard White Wires from their album WWII. I think that means White Wires 2. It's their second album. And it was a song popularity. White Wires are from Ottawa. Before that, we heard another great band from Ottawa, Steve Adamick Band, from self-titled debut album, and it was a song Domino. And before that, it was the War City Weirdos, the song FBI from their album Can't Go Home. They are from Moncton, New Brunswick, Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada as well. And they have members of, they're sharing members with the Fear of Lipstick, which we heard not that long time ago. And the War City Weirdos album came out on It's Alive Records. And the first song in this power pop blog, it was No Bunny from their latest album, which came out 2010. The name of the album, First Blood, and it was the song Do The Fuck Yourself. No Bunny, they are playing tonight at the Railway Club, and should be a very, very fun show. I'm definitely going, and I would like to, yeah, to see No Bunny live, because from what I know and from people I heard and saw on YouTube, looks like they're just mad live, and this is exciting. A couple other great and amazing shows are happening very soon in Vancouver. February 6th, The Toasters, Los Furious, and Living Dead Beats are playing at The Vogue. At The Vogue, maybe it moved to the venue, I'm not sure, but The Toasters are playing in Vancouver February 6th, this is correct for sure. February 7th, Motorhead, they are playing at The Vogue. February 10th, The Agrolites and The Valuables are playing at the venue. The same day, and it's really tough choice for me, February 10th, Chuck Reagan, for the frontman of Hot Water Music, he plays at the Media Club. And I love The Agrolites and I love Chuck Reagan, and it's really tough choice for me. February 12th, Walter TV and Surf Ghost are playing at the Cobalt, and I think this is surf party, surf music. February 15th, 3 Inches of Blood at the Rickshaw, the same day at the venue Gang of Four. February 25th, this is an interesting, a cool show, The Rebel Spell, doing a CD release of their brand new album. Cambridge, The Fight United, and Jelly Boys, all those four bands are playing at the Ukrainian Hall. It's happening February 25th, and I'm really excited for the new Rebel Spell album, which is supposed to be amazing. We'll see. We'll listen to it, and I'll play something for you. The band we heard today, Everyone Everywhere from Vancouver Island, they're playing at the Media Club February 26th, and they're playing along with Grave Life, Mongoose, and Dead Voices. The same date, Street Legal Dirt Bike are playing at the Pets Pub with Boats. The Mahones are playing at the Fairview Pub on March 4th. Cataclysm, All Shall Perish, a plane at the Rickshaw March 4th. March 21st, Agent Orange at the Rickshaw. And this is too far ahead. Deftones, April 18th, and Sepultura at May 31st. This is in future, and this is too much for me. This is too futuristic. I'm done. I'm done with rock and roll music for you tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next, Robin, the Ink Studs, and then we'll have a Japanese music quest with Yukiko, a French Connection with Marie, and Native Solidarity News are next. after that. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. And if you would like to see the list of songs I played for you today, you can see them on WeAllFallDownCITR.tumblr.com. WeAllFallDownCITR.tumblr.com. I would like to thank everyone again for listening and for calling in and trying to guess the Glengarry Glen Ross movie. And yeah, and it was good. And I think this is it. I would like to finish the St. Catharines, Canadian band, and they have a great song, which is called Reinventing Wrong Hextall. I Don't Want to Say Goodbye. It's just in brackets. This is a song of their new album, Fireworks. So, St. Catharines, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
She looked like Betty Page. She looked like Jordan Sand.